Does God know a better solution to your problems, even better than anything you can come up with? In this episode, I share what the Lord has done in my life and how His amazing ways are so much better than mine.
This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Skirwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
Welcome to another episode of A Few Minutes with God podcast. You can find the show notes on the website. Look for episode 16, Answers from God. First, I'd like to ask your help. Help me by sharing this episode as well as others on A Few Minutes with God podcast.com as well as the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. By helping us, you are getting the word out there, and that is just a wonderful help for us. And I'd like to thank our sponsor. We are very blessed today to have a sponsor, and that is Sony Pictures and Affirm Films. They are allowing you, the listener, to enjoy the benefits of free programming. Be sure to visit the movie trailer, The Star Movie, to see if this movie is a good fit for your family. And we'll hear a little bit more about them in just a few minutes. Well, I don't promise to have all the answers. I really don't. I wish I did. But, you know, today I wanted to share with you, you know, just the blessings that have happened in my life. And, you know, it's always amazing to me that... Oh, I don't even know where to start. Well, let me just start at the beginning. I want to remind you that this podcast does have a purpose, and that is to encourage you daily to spend a few minutes with God, so hopefully longer. But if you spend time each day in hearing God's small, still voice, He can really provide so many answers for you in your life. And I'm going to ask you a dumb question. Do you trust God? You know, it is dumb, right? Of course we trust God. He is the Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth. He died on the cross, rose from the dead, and has opened the gates of heaven. We trust God even with our money, right? Even our money says, in God we trust. But do we really? In our life, we've been taught to be self-sufficient, to get up, you know, do it yourself. You can do it and all of that. We're not slackers. We work hard and, you know, we want to... You know, be the hands and feet for God, right? So what happens in our lives when we're burdened with something worrisome or we hold on to past hurts? You know, why do we look at godly people and the saints in the Bible and just say, well, you know, I can't be like them? I remember my kids always telling me when I would say, you know, what would Jesus do? And they would say, well, we're not the Lord. You know, God was infused with all of these incredible abilities, Mom. We can't be like Him. And I would say He was our example. Yes, we can be like Him, and we can ask for those graces and those gifts. But it's so much easier to teach our children or teach others, right, and not remember these things ourselves. Well, recently there was a major decision that I needed to deal with, and I gave it to the Lord, and I asked Him to take the burden away, and I put out many fleeces to the Lord, you know, please, Lord, show me what to do. Please, Lord, tell me what to do. You know, please, Lord, please, Lord. And how He wasn't sick of hearing from me, I'll never know. And this went on for some time. In fact, the easiest way to deal with this problem was not to deal with it. And as time grew closer, when I finally needed to address the issue, my husband and I prayed, and we decided to give it to God, even if we didn't like the outcome. Without going into a very, very long story, we decided that it was time to downsize, yet our home was still quite full. And while, you know, we didn't know what to do, God knew, and we knew He knew, you know, and we would ask Him things like, where are we moving to, Lord? Help us to find the perfect home, Lord. You know, we'll move out of town if You want us to, God. You know, just You help us. You know what our price range is, Lord. You know, something that will accommodate, you know, my husband's construction vehicles, because we have trailers and things like that. You know, where do we go, Lord? So I began looking, and what I found were some very gorgeous properties that were in and out of our price range, and yet not one could accommodate our family. Either the space in the was, you know, available in the home but not in the yard, or vice versa. So my prayers went something like this. At one point I was like, Lord, just take it all. Take it all. I can't deal with this. You can have everything. You can have our property, our possessions. You just need to take all of it, Lord. And in the midst of praying all of this, tragedy struck. My father went in for a routine physical, and within a few weeks, he was gone. And of course, I was devastated. Life came to a screeching halt. And in the midst of all of this, you know, all of the trials and all of the, you know, the losing, you know, the last of my parents, you know, my mother had gone some time before, I heard one very clear message from the Lord, and the Lord was telling me not to worry, that the outcome would be better than anything I could imagine. And I held on to that. I held on to those words, but of course, I'm a skeptic, and I was thinking, are you kidding me, Lord? I'm a writer. I can imagine some really great things. But after this, you know, I just gave it to him. And I'm going to take a really quick commercial break here. But when I come back, I'm going to share with you the outcome and how, when the Lord makes a promise, he over delivers. We'll be right back.
Affirm Films and Sony Pictures Animation present The Star, the fully animated story of the first Christmas told through a whole new set of eyes. Bo the donkey and his stable of animal friends follow the star to become some unlikely heroes.
That light, that's the star. This is where it's been leading me.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
The Star, now playing. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. More information is available at thestarmovie.com.
So if you want the show notes for today's episode, you can find them at afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com and look for episode 16, Answers from God. Friends, God works in mysterious ways. Amen? He does. And he works on his own timing, not ours. The prayer about our house, what to do, do we stay, do we sell, do we move out of our area, how do we make it all work? Well, this prayer went on for years, from about 2009 to 2017. Can you believe that? Well, when the solution finally came, he showed us clearly through a series of events that we were to stay in our home, and I still can't believe it because it was not even an option I considered. And that is another whole long story. God is amazing, and he only asks a few things. Number one, that we pray, because without prayer, and that's why I urged you at the beginning of this podcast to be able to spend time with God, to be able to listen to his still voice, to just be still and know that God is God. That's the first thing we need to do. The second is to remember that everything is a gift. We give it all to him. It's not ours anyway, right? Everything is a gift from God. The third is to unite our will to his. God knows best. And, you know, we need to agree that whatever happens, he will take care of it. The fourth is that we continuously listen. I'd been listening for years and not really hearing anything, and I could have given up, and that's why I told you it was from 2009 to 2017. It was many years, friends, and a lot of times you're going to pray and feel like the Lord's not hearing you, but he does. He hears our prayers, and it's in his time. It's that small, still voice that speaks to our hearts when we least expect it. And the fifth is to prepare for the worst and hope for the best. You know, this is my husband saying, we release things into God's hands and we allow him to work in our lives. And the last is to thank God ahead of time. Just recently, something else came up and I said, Lord, I am so excited because I have no idea how you're going to deal with this solution, but I know you will. And I'm so excited because I can't wait to see how you're going to do it. And he did. He took care of it. So we thank God in advance for answered prayers. We thank God in advance, even if our prayers are not answered in the way we would like to hear. We thank God in advance, even if they're not as timely or as quickly as we'd like to hear them answered. I want to pray for you again. Dear Lord, I don't know what is going on in the hearts and minds of the listeners, but you do. And you have a perfect plan for each of our lives. Lord, we release all these things to you, all of our possessions, all of our wants and needs. We give them to you because we know you love us more than we will ever know or comprehend. You love us with a pure heart and a pure love and know what is best for us. We ask, Lord, that you hear our prayers and that you answer them in a way that is better than anything you can imagine, Lord. I ask this for those listening today, just like you answered my prayer in that way. I praise you ahead of time and thank you for your perfect will for our lives. And I pray this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Felice on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com, and your podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.